The internet is a sign of freedom, and certainly the use of the internet in Egypt and in other places in the pro-democracy movement across the Middle East and North Africa has been one of the headlines. And as part of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's push to expand internet freedoms across the globe, the U.S. State Department is currently developing a technology. It's actually an application for a smartphone, which will allow activists to hit some sort of panic button that would wipe out their cell phone's address book, contacts, and text messages. So if those devices are confiscated by authorities, that it will keep the authorities from using those contact lists to actually prosecute and infiltrate networks of pro-democracy activists inside countries and during uprisings that are actually taking place. It's a really important technology, and it's not very simple to actually implement. Justin Brookman joins us now. He's director of consumer privacy at the Center for Democracy and Technology. He joins us from Washington. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great. You know, this comes down to the difficulty of actually erasing a hard drive. That it's easy to delete things, but to actually erase data that cannot be recovered under any circumstances, that's much harder. And to do it in a single panic button is really challenging. Explain, first of all, why we would want this capability and how difficult it is to implement.
Sure. So you can certainly imagine an activist on the ground somewhere in the Middle East who've been using Twitter to communicate with the other demonstrators. The police come up, take his phone. There's obviously a tremendous amount of sensitive information on there, like contacts, like the text of what you've done, that could be used to prosecute somebody. As far as what the government might want to do with it, there's certainly no limits on what that would be. So a delete button could be very useful. Of course, just deleting data isn't simply that simple. A forensic scientist can go back to your phone, look at the hard drive, and kind of probably recreate what could be done. So it would have to be a very sophisticated technology to actually delete all the data on your phone.
And to do it instantaneously as well, because what I understand is that delete involves literally overwriting every part of the hard drive to truly erase it. And that takes time. That's not something you can do in just a single button push.
Yeah, I mean, there are layers, right? I mean, you can get a lot of it erased. In order to truly erase all the data on your phone, you'd probably need something like an incredibly strong hyper magnet, right, that you don't have access to on the streets. You know, even more concerning, right, is you can delete data on your phone, but your ISP will still have a lot of records about what you've done, right?
So this is your internet service provider. That's the ISP, and that's because so much computing data is stored in what's called the cloud, right?
So that's right. I mean, you use Verizon or AT&T in order to communicate to the web. They can keep track of what you do. Certain European carriers, they are mandated data retention requirements. So they're required to keep for 6 months to 2 years all of what you do online. Not necessarily all of what you do online, but certainly IP logs and other things as well. If a repressive government has a relationship with the ISP or owns and runs the ISP, that can be all done in the cloud. They can keep a running tally of what you do in the cloud, and then they can go in and access that and use that to prosecute you. So I have some concerns about a panic button as far as and not just being perfect as far as even on your phone. There are lots of other sources out there where they can get data about what you've done online.
And, you know, it raises the question, if the State Department is concerned enough about this to suggest that this technology be available to people in the Middle East, how well protected are Americans from their own government surveillance?
Right. So not terribly well. There are no real inherent location privacy laws in this country. Your cell phone leaves breadcrumbs about you wherever you go. Your cell phone checks in to cell phone towers every few seconds, in a benign way, right? Just so they can know where you are and they want to send a phone call to you. But there's lots of companies out there who are creating these breadcrumbs about you. There's your phone could be Motorola, right? There's your service provider could be AT&T. There's your operating system could be Google. And then all the programs you run on your phone could get access to location information as well. Angry Birds could possibly be accessing your location information. So they can show, high scores to people in your area that could be benign uses for it. There's also no deletion requirements, right? They could be keeping this around for months or years about you, and then later the government can go to them with a subpoena, not even necessarily a court order signed by a judge. They can go with a subpoena and say, hey, give us all the information about this IP address or this account, and they can be forced to do that.
And is this something that requires a warrant to be done, or is it sort of different with different classifications of data and different sort of security concerns?
Yeah, it's kind of an open question, right? The laws that govern this were passed back in 1986, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which was a very forward-looking and good statute at the time, hasn't really kept up with the development of all the things that we use to communicate these days, and location is a very open question under that statute. There are some jurisdictions that say it needs to be a court order. There are some jurisdictions that say the government can just go in with a subpoena, which is just a piece of paper signed by a prosecutor who happens to want the information. So, we've been trying to lead a coalition of companies and public interest groups to petition Congress to change those laws to require a court order for someone to come in and get historical or prospective information about where you go.
Well, assuming that Angry Birds is not actually an app developed by the CIA to torture all of us at some point in the future, everybody remembers the Iran hostage situation where they thought they shredded all those papers, but with a lot of dogged effort, they actually put them back together and published a report of what the CIA was doing in Iran before the hostage situation back there in the late 1970s. Justin Brookman, what would you recommend an activist do if they have a smartphone and they're about to be arrested? Throw it in the microwave and turn it on high?
Yeah, I think you have to get rid of it. You have to, a panic button could be useful, certainly. I certainly wouldn't trust it with everything. But even if you do that, there are other ways to get the information, too.
So the microwave solution actually is a good one?
On the microwave, I might throw it in the river.
Throw it in the river. All right. Justin Brookman, freedom through disposal of high technology as the panic button for erasing digital data is seen by the U.S. State Department as a way of preventing prosecutions by governments trying to restrict people's freedoms. Justin Brookman is the director of consumer privacy at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thanks so much.
Thank you.